This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strobe. An Israeli strike on South Lebanon has killed 10 Syrians, according to Lebanese state media, and prompted retaliation from Hezbollah. Fears are growing that the Gaza conflict, which already plays out in daily cross-border strikes, could ignite the region unless ceasefire talks yield results. Lucy Fielder from Reuters has more.
The Israeli military said the airstrike targeted a weapons depot used by Hezbollah militants. But Lebanese news agency NNA said the victims of the strike on the town of Nabatieh were all Syrian citizens and that five people were also wounded. Israel and Lebanon's powerful armed group Hezbollah have exchanged tit-for-tat fire across the border, displacing many thousands of people on both sides since the Gaza conflict broke out in October. The strike, one of the deadliest in Lebanon since then, will stoke fears the Gaza war could inflame the whole region. Hezbollah said in a statement it had struck the Ayelet HaShahar kibbutz in northern Israel in retaliation for the Nabatieh strike. The Israeli military said two soldiers were wounded.
Lucy Fielder from Reuters. The WHO has now declared a global health emergency as mpox outbreaks spread. AP correspondent Rika Ann Garcia has more.
An mpox patient at the Nyiragongo General Hospital told the AP about her symptoms and what she's been going through. At first, I felt a headache, fever, muscle pain, and pain in my groin. After spots started to appear on me, I thought it must be an infection. My body has completely changed. Congo has recorded more than 96% of the world's mpox cases, and the new variant that was discovered in the country's east has been detected in four other African countries, where mpox was never reported before. Sweden has recently reported its first case. One expert explains that the Congo crisis presents nearly every challenge for controlling an outbreak. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
This is VOA News.